Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported by a number of sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, it was announced that Solange is coming to Raleigh this fall as part of the 2017 edition of the Hopscotch Music Festival, September 7th through the 10th, with 120 bands over 4 days. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From large outdoor main stages in Raleigh City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable. Rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. In addition to Solange, other notable names scheduled to perform: Future Islands, Run the Jewels, Outkast's Big Boy, Margo Price, and lots more. Okay, now here's some information regarding tickets. General admission is $199, which includes all club shows, all Red Hat Amphitheater shows, and all outdoor City Plaza shows. A VIP wristband is $349. That includes a VIP kickoff party, priority access to all club shows, City Plaza shows, and Red Hat Amphitheater shows. And for the first time ever, all VIP attendees will have access to the Oak Lounge in City Plaza and the VIP area in Red Hat Amphitheater. That's Hopscotch Music Festival coming September 7th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh. Okay, here's a lineup of some of the festivals occurring around North Carolina. May 19th and 20th, the Stedman Party in the Park, the Carolina Music, Carolina Roots Music Fest in Statesville. May 20th, three events noted: Ray City Festival in Mooresville, Pink Hill Rose Festival, and May Days Festival in Longview. May 20th and 21st, Wings Over Wayne in Goldsboro, and the Kaleidoscope Fest in Waxhaw. May 21st, Ashboro Summer Concert Series. May 25th through the 27th, it's Speed Street in Charlotte. May 26th and 27th, Lowell Freedom Festival. May 27th, Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruise Inn. And May 27th through the 29th, Lake Lure Arts and Crafts Festival. And, of course, Artsplosure is this month, May 19th through the 21st. The festival takes place entirely on Fayetteville Street in Raleigh, with a fully programmed music stage anchoring the northern end of the event, and Architects of Air's Luminarium installation, Katina, taking over City Plaza. Festival opens at 11 on May 19th and features nearly 180 visual artists from across North Carolina and the country. Musical performances kick off at 5 on the main stage. On May 20th, festival goers can join Blue Lotus Yoga for an hour-long class on the main stage before musical sets begin at 11 a.m. with a jazz performance from Enlo Jazz Big Band. On May 21st, performances kick off at noon with gospel music. The full line of up events can be found at RaleighArtsFestival.com. That's Artsplosure, May 19th through the 21st. Information about the American Dance Festival in Durham. The 2017 version is celebrating its 40th year in Durham with an extended season, June 3rd through July 29th. The festival features dance companies from Israel, Canada, and the U.S. with performances in 11 venues in three cities. There's an opening night gala performance set for the DPAC on June 15th, featuring homegrown North Carolina companies, choreographers, and dancers. Ticket prices range from $10 to $62, with many saving options available. Okay, Back Porch Music on the Lawn. This is at American Tobacco Amphitheater. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9. Coming up May 25th, it's Teleco with Skylar Gudaz. Firmly planted in Asheville's thriving roots music scene, Teleco is well-schooled in bluegrass, but with an unbridled organic Appalachicana sound, combining some of the finest voices, songs, and instrumental prowess in western North Carolina and beyond. June 15th, it is Jim Lauderdale with Fireside Collective. Two-time Grammy-winning singer and master songwriter Jim Lauderdale is both a songwriter's songwriter who's written or co-written many modern classics for iconic artists, as well as an intuitive sideman who's enhanced the music of a bevy of esteemed musicians. As a solo artist since 1986 up until now, he's created a body of work spanning 28 albums of imaginative roots music encompassing country, bluegrass, soul, R&B, and rock. And June 29th, Alice Gerard and the Piedmont Melody Makers, along with the Onyx Club Boys. The Piedmont Melody Makers play old-time country and bluegrass music and make no apologies for it. They take their name from the Piedmont region of eastern North Carolina, where three-quarters of the band now resides. One-quarter of the band is known as Vagabond. All right, also coming up August 3rd, Back Porch Music on the Lawn, Rob Eakes and Trey Hensley with Acoustic Manor. August 17th, Acoustic Syndicate. August 31st, Seldom Seen. And September 14th, Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. The third annual Durham Blues and Brews Festival is May 20th at Durham Central Park. This isn't a beer fest with music or a blues fest with beer. It's a new type of event designed to be a unique experience by offering great blues music and only North Carolina craft beers. The brewers will be on site to tell you about their breweries and beers while you sample from their selection. Not the shots you get at Beer Fest, but a full 12-ounce pour for you to enjoy while learning about their beers and listening to great blues bands. This eliminates spending excessive time standing in lines and allows you time to enjoy the music, beer, and your friends. This is an adults-only event. Tickets cost $50 at the gate, $45 in advance, and the ticket is only $20 for designated drivers. The Durham Blues and Brews Festival is the main fundraising effort of the Exchange Club of Greater Durham. Here's the lineup for the North Carolina Museum of Art this summer. Friday, May 19th, Onyx Club Boys at 5:30. And Friday, May 26th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. June 3, 4, and 5, it is Monica Bill Barnes and Company Museum Workout. This is all part of the American Dance Festival. This blends a choreographed physical workout with a guided museum tour. Sunday, June 4th, Family Renaissance Fair. It starts at noon. Tuesday, June 9th, at the Museum of Art, Tegan and Sarah. Over eight albums and nearly two decades, Tegan and Sarah Quinn, identical twins from Calgary, Canada, have evolved from a folk duo to acclaimed indie rockers and then to a glossier dance pop powerhouse. Concert starts at 8. Tuesday, June 13th, Kaleo. It's fun to catch a wave, especially one that comes all the way from Iceland. Kaleo, the skyrocketing indie rock band band from near Iceland's capital city of Reykjavik ironically takes its name from a native Hawaiian word that means the sound. Sunday, June 18th, Jason Isbell and the 400 unit with Amanda Shires. Isbell is closely tied to the fabled Southern musical enclave of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, whose studios produce some of the most enduring popular music of the 60s and 70s. The Saturday, June 24th show with Sheryl Crow is sold out. Saturday, July 22nd, Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. Monday, July 31st, Bell and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. Wednesday, August 9th, Rhiannon Giddens. Saturday, August 12th, Superchunk with Waxahachie and X-Hacks. This is a Merge Records showcase. Saturday, August 19th, Tiff Merritt and Friends. September 8th through the 10th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And then Saturday, September 16th, the 5th annual The Dude Abides Party. Okay, Weaver Street Market is back with its summer music at the Carborough and Hillsboro Weaver Street Markets. After hours, have an after-work picnic on the mulch and enjoy local jazz bands every Thursday from 6 to 8. That's in Carborough. Sunday in Carborough, it's jazz brunch. That's on Sundays, of course, from 11 to 1. There's also Sunday jazz brunch at the Weaver Street Market in Hillsboro. Again, it's from 11 to 1. Chapel Hill Southern Village Concert on the Green series returns for its summer run. The concerts are held Sunday evenings from 6 to 8. Through September. And a special event at Southern Village is set for June 13th. The North Carolina Symphony will perform from 6 until 9. All right, the lineup for Raleigh Little Theater, May 26 and 27, it's Downrange, Voices from the Home Front, written by Chapel Hill playwright Mike Wiley and originally produced by Cape Fear Regional Theater. This play investigates the effect of deployment on the families who are left behind by weaving together the often overlooked stories of real North Carolina military families. May 27 and 28, Grounded. It's a story of a hotshot fighter pilot who has to give up flying due to an unexpected pregnancy. She is assigned to fly drones instead and must juggle the dual reality of killing terrorists by day and going home to her family at night. June 2nd through the 18th, it's Avenue Q. Recent college grad Princeton moves into a shabby New York apartment all the way out on Avenue Q. Along with his new friends, Princeton struggles to find a job, date, and discover an ever-elusive purpose in life. Filled with gut-busting humor and a delightfully catchy score, not to mention puppets, this truly unique show has quickly become a favorite for audiences everywhere, appropriate for adult audiences. Then Raleigh Little Theater, July 21 through July 30th, The Tempest. Marooned and left to die on a remote island, Prospero can command spirits, create apparitions, and manipulate the elements. By using his magic, he assembles his enemies to take revenge on them, and in the process, awakens in Miranda, his teenage daughter, her first experience of love. All performances at Raleigh Little Theater are wheelchair accessible, and audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are also welcome. Here we go, a look at the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. The free concerts are held Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 to 9. May 18th, it's the Band of Oz. May 25th, the Tams. June 1st, the Catalinas. June 8th, Steve Owens and Summertime. June 15th is chairman of the board. June 22nd, Jim Quick and the Coastline. And June 29th, Blackwater Rhythm and Blues. And the concerts continue on Thursday nights through August 17th. Additional events at North Hills, the Midtown Bluegrass, September 17th, Kicking It Country on June 3rd, Sunday Fun Day on June 11th, and Friday Night Tributes returns for its season, August 25th through October 13th. And one I forgot to mention, Saturday, May 20th, the 21st Annual British Car Show. Audio described performances coming up around the area. Thursday, May 18th, Caroline or Change, Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville at 7:30. Saturday, May 27th, it's Matilda, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. It's a winner of 50 international awards, including 4 Tony Awards, and one of the biggest hits on Broadway. Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Saturday, May 27th, Finding Neverland. This is at Deepak at 8. This breathtaking smash captures the kid at heart, that from Time magazine. And Vogue cheers, it's a must-see you'll remember for years to come. Finding Neverland tells the incredible story behind one of the world's most beloved characters, Peter Pan. Saturday, June 10th, it's The King and I, Deepak, at 8 o'clock. Sunday, June 11th, Avenue Q, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Saturday, June 24th, Porky and Bess, Justice Theater at 2. Saturday, July 29th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. That is a 2 o'clock performance. Upcoming June 3rd in downtown Clayton, Mondo Roots Cultural Arts and Music Festival. Organizers say Mondo Roots is a diverse festival that is striking, interesting, and engaging. And the root of this festival is to give the surrounding communities an all-encompassing festival celebrating different cultures and different walks of life. This year's Block Festival will include an array of funk, jazz, blues bands, and world music. The festival is free and will be held in the heart of downtown Clayton's historical district. Festival hours, noon until 8. All right, here's what's coming up in the coming weeks at DPAC, also known as the Performing Arts Center, Durham Performing Arts Center. Saturday, May 20th, Paw Patrol Live, Race to the Rescue. Tuesday, May 23rd through Sunday, May 28th, Finding Neverland. Tuesday, June 6th through Sunday, June 11th, The King and I. Of course, this is one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's finest works, and it boasts a score which features a number of beloved classics. Of course, it's set in 1860s Bangkok. The musical tells the story of an unconventional and tempestuous relationship that develops between the King of Siam and Anna Leoans, a British school teacher whom the modernist king in an imperialistic world brings to Siam to teach his many wives and children. Thursday, June 15th, it is the opening night gala for the American Dance Festival. Also at DPAC on Sunday, June 18th, Dan TDM. He's a household name for a lot of young families around the globe, and now Dan can be seen in real life. The show takes families on a journey through the digital world as Dan, his online and real-life friends, and maybe even a few audience members, try and save the day, solving puzzles and playing games as they go. The show starts at 2. Friday, June 30th, and Saturday, July 1st, Palobas. American Dance Festival favorite Palobas returns with a world premiere event on the nature of things explores the birth of desire and its intertwined connection to shame and revenge. Also at DPAC, Sunday, July 2nd, Dancing with the Stars Live. Friday, July 7th, Paul Taylor Dance Company. Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th. Kid Pivot and Electric Company Theater. This performance is part of the American Dance Festival. Friday and Saturday, July 21st and 22nd, again, part of the American Dance Festival, Mark Morris Dance Group, as well as Thursday, July 27th through Saturday, July 29th, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Company. Then at DPAC, August 1st through the 6th, it's Motown the Musical. It began as one man's story, became everyone's music, and is now Broadway's musical. Motown the Musical is the true American dream story of Motown founder Berry Gordy's journey from featherweight boxer to the heavyweight music mogul who launched the careers of Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Smokey Robinson, and many, many more. Motown shattered barriers, shaped our lives, and made us all move to the same beat. Also in Durham, we're going to look at the rundown for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Tuesday, May 23rd is George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Tickets start at $59.50. Monday, June 5th, Joe Jackson. Tickets start at $49.50. Tuesday, June 6th, Toto. Tickets start at $49.50. Wednesday, June 21st, Dave Mason. Tickets start at $34.50. Wednesday, July 5th, the Soggy Bottom Boys. And then other upcoming events, July 14th, Steve Earle. September 9th, comedian Mike Birbiglia. And September 25th, indie rocker Mac DeMarco. All right, let's take a look at some of the events coming up at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. May 18th through the 21st, it's Carmen, Carolina Ballet. It's so rich with the allure and bravado of this sultry tale that it led the Washington Post to pronounce that the best full-evening story ballets of the past quarter century are currently being choreographed in Raleigh by Robert Weiss. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th, Russian Nights, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, May 21st, it is Damian Escobar. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. His claim to fame came early on in his teens when he, alongside his brother, appeared on America's Got Talent as Nothing But Strings. Two urban kids from Jamaica, Queens, who later parted due to growing creative differences. May 23rd through the 28th, Matilda the Musical at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, May 26th, The Leap Show 2017, Mandy Concert Hall, and this is at 7 o'clock. May 31st through June 11th, Smokey Joe's Cafe, Theater Raleigh, a musical review showcasing 39 rock and roll and rhythm and blues songs, written by songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, including Stand By Me, On Broadway, Jailhouse Rock, Yakety Yak, and There Goes My Baby. This is at Kennedy Theater, Smokey Joe's Cafe, May 31st through June 11th. Friday, June 2nd, Summer in the City, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, North Carolina Symphony. The concert starts at 7:30. Wednesday, June 7th, the Music of Prince, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Sunday, June 11th, Jermaine Dupri presents So-So Summer 17 Tour. After continued success with helping to develop teen stars, Jermaine is back on the scene with his So-So Deaf brand adding his signature stamp not only to the music of today's teen culture, but television and multimedia as well. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Sunday, June 11th, Raleigh Ringer's Spring Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall at 3. Thursday, June 15th, Shaping Sound After the Curtain, Broadway Series South Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. And then Thursday, June 15th, it's Louis Anderson, the iconic comedian. He's a Critics' Choice Award winner and three-time Emmy Award winner. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. And, of course, June 20th through the 24th, it's the Miss North Carolina pageant at Memorial Auditorium. Duke University's Music in the Gardens lineup for the summer has been set. It's Wednesdays at 7 p.m., June 7th, Flock of Dimes, June 14th, Robert Finley, June 21st, Robbie Faulks. He's a graduate of Durham's Carolina Friends School, but a longtime anchor of Chicago's Roots Stronghold. June 28th, Lomelands, July 5th, Birds of Chicago, July 12th, Kelsey Walden, July 19th, River Wireless, and July 26th, Caleb Cottle. And, of course, we don't want to forget the 38th Festival for the Eno coming up early July. The festival will feature more than 60 bands on four stages, more than 80 arts and crafts booths, and over 20 food trucks and vendors. Each year since 1980, the Eno River Association has presented the Festival for the Eno to draw thousands of folks to the shaded banks on the Eno River to sing, dance, and make merry with great food and crafts, all while learning about natural resource conservation and raising funds for land protection in the Eno River Basin. Of course, the festival is still dedicated to the preservation and presentation of our rich and varied cultures and still offers plenty of hands-on learning opportunities. The festival is held at West Point on the Eno, and, of course, that is Durham City Park. We have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience, and this broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call. 919-832-5138. So long until next time.